So it's a persecution, it's an ideological persecution for everyone who supports Bolsonaro, or even that, who does not agree with the left in Brazil.
Welcome everybody, Alex Newman here, senior editor at The New American. We have a very special guest joining us from Brasilia in Brazil. It's Congressman Gustavo Gayer, Deputado Gustavo Gayer. He is a Brazilian lawmaker in opposition right now. Deputado, very grateful that you could join us today. I know your schedule is out of control, and I know Brazil is going through some really rough times right now. Talk to us about what is happening. The average American has no clue what's happening in Brazil right now, but as I understand it, you and I spoke by phone just a few days ago. You said Brazil is becoming a dictatorship. Explain to the American people what that means.
Well, all the fundamental values that would be considered to be existing in a democracy no longer exist in Brazil. And I'll explain to you in a few minutes why the majority of the Brazilian population, according to the latest polls, believe that we no longer live in a democracy. First of all, there is no more freedom of speech. The truth is people are getting arrested for their opinion. So in Brazil now exists something called crime of opinion. Just so you understand the magnitude of what I'm saying, recently a Portuguese journalist came to Brazil to cover a protest that happened on February 25th. Well, this journalist was detained in the airport. He was arrested in the airport. And the reason why he was arrested is because of his opinions in his social network in Portugal. So the federal police in Brazil arrested, detained a journalist, a Portuguese journalist, for his opinions. So not only we are seeing our countrymen, our patriots, our Brazilian people getting arrested for opinion, we are seeing also journalists getting into Brazil being arrested. The same thing that happens in Venezuela. So we have no more freedom of speech. Second, we have no right of defense. People are being arrested for opinion, and their lawyers have no access to why they are getting arrested, what opinion was considered a crime, and they don't even have access to the documents which were used to ask for this arrest. And the Supreme Court of our country pretty much nullifies all decisions of Congress. The representatives, the elected representatives, nullifies all the decisions that are passed, all the bills that are passed in the Congress if they don't like them. And when we don't decide something the way that the Supreme Court wants, what they do is they legislate. They create the laws, and we are forced to accept. Otherwise, we will also be persecuted. We'll have our houses raided by the federal police and even get arrested. Like, there is a congressman in Brazil from Rio de Janeiro who was arrested for his opinion, for his words. So all the fundamental values that would be the pillars of a democracy no longer exist in Brazil.
That's very frightening, Gustavo. And I understand that this has been kind of a long time coming. Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has been working with a network of Marxists for many years now, with Fidel Castro, the Sandinistas. They set up the Foro de San Pablo in Spanish, Foro de São Paulo in Portuguese. Tell the folks about this international network. What are their goals, and what do the American people need to know? Your average American has no idea about this. Of course, we know the U.S. State Department knows. We know the Central Intelligence Agency knows. But Americans have no clue what's happening in the broader region. Talk about Lula's role in this international network.
Since Lula took office, we have seen Brazil aligning with narco dictators like Maduro and the guy from Nicaragua, Daniel Ortega. We have seen our government, the leftist government, aligning with the worst terrorist group in the world today, Hamas, attacking Israel. We have seen anti-Semitism growth in Brazil by 284%. So what is happening is that the left, they are able to create this global network in order to help each other when they are taking the power in certain countries. Now we have in Latin America, Nicaragua, we have Venezuela, we have many other countries, Bolivia, that are completely dominated and have become narco states. And these narco states here in Latin America, they need Brazil because Brazil is the gateway to spread drugs to the rest of the world. In Brazil, we have two criminal factions, Comando Vermelho, Red Command, and PCC. They are pretty much the same as MS-13, but much bigger, and they are responsible for distributing 80% of the drugs that are consumed in the world, and they are in Brazil. So Brazil is the distributor, and the neighboring countries are the producers. And PT, or the leftist here in Brazil, had 100 support from these two criminal organizations. Not only that, the leader of the biggest criminal organization here gave a statement declaring that he was in favor of Lula. So the thing is, it's a narco state dominating here. They are funded by the trafficking of drugs. And it's interesting how the global left helps this happen. So the journalists, the majority of journalism or the press in the world that is leftist, they defend these dictatorships, they defend Lula, and they are making this great effort to hide from the world what is happening in Brazil. And we are talking about the fifth great biggest nation in the world, the second biggest democracy in America. And if we become, I can't say that because we already are a dictatorship, but if the world doesn't realize what's happening in Brazil, I'm afraid there will be a domino effect. And in pretty much a few years, not even one democratic nation will exist in the world anymore.
Amazing. You mentioned the PT. For the folks in America, that's the Workers' Party. That is the party of the Brazilian president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva.
It's the Democrat Party in Brazil.
Like right, you have the very left-wing party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good. And so you were just in the United States. You came up with, you led a delegation of congressmen, journalists from Brazil. Congressman Eduardo Bolsonaro, the son of the former president, was there as well. You guys went to the Congress. You met with lawmakers. And actually, some very prominent American congressmen spoke out on this, Representative Chris Smith of New Jersey. So I reached out to the Brazilian Foreign Ministry and asked them about what you guys were saying, the Itamari. And I want to read to you what they said. We've got about 3 minutes left in this segment, Congressman, and I want your response. They said, charges pressed, sentences and arrests are related to the invasion of the presidential palace, the House of Congress, and the Supreme Court on January 8th, 2023, according to Brazilian law, and are strictly following due legal process. The same, by the way, is happening in the U.S. related to the invasion of the Capitol. Two democracies are defending themselves with their constitution and their legal framework. So this is the response from the Brazilian government. What do you say in response to those claims? Is this just the normal legal process?
No, it's absolutely not normal legal process. So they are arresting people by the bulk. They are convicting people for 17 years in prison without even one shred of evidence that that person was there on the day of the event. There are, just one example, there are homeless people that were on the streets that day begging for money, and they were arrested and convicted. There are teachers, there are lawyers, there are businessmen who had no criminal record whatsoever and are being convicted for 17 years without their lawyers having the right to defend them, without many times having the right to understand what they're being accused of. And while that happened, it's something that must be very, very well stated, is that all the drug dealers, all the murderers are being liberated, are being freed. All the corrupt people from the leftist party who were arrested in the last 10 years are being freed and are now occupying positions in the government. And not only that, one of the ministers of the Supreme Court went to Portugal recently and gave an interview. And this minister said during the interview that he understands that on the January 8th, there was no attempt of coup d'etat. There was just vandalism. The interesting thing is that same minister, the same justice of the Supreme Court, the same justice, convicted for 17 years all the accused in the January 8th. So we have a judge giving an interview saying that there was no crime, but convicting people for 17 years for that crime that he said didn't happen. So it's a persecution, it's an ideological persecution for everyone who supports Bolsonaro, or even that, who does not agree with the left in Brazil.
Yeah, It's truly amazing. Folks, we're going to be right back after this quick break with a little bit more from Congressman Gustavo Gayer. I used to live in Brazil. It's a subject that's close to my heart. I spent a lot of years down there. I still have a lot of friends down there. And ladies and gentlemen, what's happening down there, you're not hearing it from the media, broadly speaking, but this is really serious. And unfortunately, it's a similar template that they're using in other countries as well. Very much, they hope, including the United States of America. So stay with us. We're going to be right back after this quick break with more from Gustavo Gayer, Brazilian congressman. And he is actually coming to us live from Brasilia right now. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick break.
They say I'm part of a global plan. I don't think so. It's too hot. It's too cold. You know what? The weather changes.
Here's the news, Dad.
Nope. It's hard to tell what's real and what's fake these days.
Ditch the fake news and always get the truth. Go to thenewamerican.com.
Welcome back. Alex Newman here, The New American. Whether you're listening to us by radio or online, we appreciate you tuning in, folks. This is a really serious situation. I know a lot of Americans are not as interested as they should be in things happening overseas. Brazil, of course, is one of the largest countries in the world, one of the most powerful countries in our hemisphere, and it is currently being taken over by forces that are overtly hostile to the values that Americans, at least used to, cherish. We're with Congressman Gustavo Gayer. He is in the Brazilian Congress. He's sounding the alarm. He was just in Washington, D.C. last week, sounding the alarm about what is going on there. Congressman Gayer, thank you very much for staying with us over the break. I want to spend a lot of this last segment talking about solutions. What should Brazilians be doing? What should Americans be doing in the face of this threat? So let's start with the presidential situation. Of course, they have now taken the passport of your former president, Bolsonaro. They are persecuting and arresting members of Congress. They're persecuting and arresting journalists. What should be the appropriate response from Brazilians and from Americans to this kind of situation?
The world doesn't seem to understand that this is a new kind of dictatorship. Instead of one man destroying the opposition, persecuting the opposition, censoring the population, they use an institution that is supposed to be a pillar of democracy to do that for him. So once we explain what's happening in the United States, and pretty soon we will be going to Europe and the European Parliament to do the same, they are able to understand that this is the new risk of all democratic nations. So, for example, Venezuela. I always use Venezuela as an example. Everyone in the world understands that Venezuela is not a democratic country. Everyone understands that Venezuela is a dictatorship, but Venezuela has Supreme Court, Venezuela has parliament, Venezuela has prosecution, and they also have press. What's the difference? In Venezuela, Hugo Chavez and now Maduro, they co-opted and they control the press, right? The press that wanted to talk about facts were destroyed. Recently, they just shut down the German channel, Deutsche Welle, I think, right? And CNN wants to get out of there as well. What happened in Brazil is, this is where the leftists in Brazil was much smarter. Instead of censoring the press, they kidnapped them ideologically. And this has been happening for the last 40 years in universities. I mean, the origin of all this happens in the indoctrination in journalism universities or schools of journalism in Brazil, that they don't create new journalists. They create militants, completely ideologically kidnapped individuals who are not able to think for themselves anymore and are put in the press to defend everything that this dictatorship does. So this is where we get blocked, because the world until believes that Brazil is a democracy. And the only solution we found since our institutions have been kidnapped is to go outside our frontiers and show the world what is happening here and let them decide for themselves if Brazil is a dictatorship or is a democratic country. A country that supports Maduro, supports Daniel Ortega, supports Hamas, supports Putin, cannot be called democratic. So the only solution we see is that the world understands what's happening. And if the world sees that, maybe this dictatorship that is happening will tone down a little bit, and the opposition will be able to work without being persecuted, without being arrested or censored. That's the only thing we want. We want the opposition here to work. We can't work anymore. We have to think 10 times before we say anything. Otherwise, the federal police will invade our house the next day. And that's the first goal that we have right now, to show the world what's happening in Brazil, and then that the world will do something to help us reestablish the democracy in Brazil.
Congressman, you mentioned to me on the phone last week that there are implications to this, what's happening in Brazil, even for the American people. You mentioned the mass migration that, of course, has been coming across the border, 10 million just over the last few years. You suggested to me that that's going to get worse if the situation in Brazil does not improve. You also met with American lawmakers, including Representative Chris Smith, who's going to be introducing legislation to at least try to highlight what's going on in Brazil. What do you think Americans should be doing? What should Americans know? What are the implications for Americans about what's happening in Brazil and the broader Latin American region?
Well, I think I should start by saying that one of the individuals responsible for what's happening in Brazil that helped the situation get to where it is was Joe Biden. It's something that we cannot understand. I mean, logically, it doesn't make sense for the American, the president of the United States help put in power a guy who hates the United States. And Joe Biden did that. He interfered in our elections, and the whole press said that, American press, that he helped interfere in our election, that he helped put Lula in power. Now, that's something that doesn't make sense. Why would the president in a country help the enemy of his country to be put in power? So the consequences are, Brazil is going aligning more and more with China, who is a known enemy of the United States, aligning more and more with Russia, with terrorists who want to decimate all free world, including, of course, United States. Then we have a problem. If the economy in Brazil collapses, we produce food for 1.7 billion people in the world. Okay, we are the fourth biggest producer of food in the world. If we collapse, we'll have starvation worldwide. But I think the most serious problem that the United States will suffer is most of the illegal immigration that is happening. It's an immigration crisis that's going through the United States. That is happening without the biggest country in Latin America entering this trend. So now, so far, we don't have millions of Brazilian people running away from dictatorship. But that will happen pretty soon. And where will these people go? Well, all the neighboring countries here are miserable and are also dictatorships. So where do you think they will go? They will go north, and they will try to enter the United States illegally. So if the crisis is bad now, you have no idea what will happen once the people in Brazil have to flee this country to survive. And they will probably most likely go to the United States. And that's a big problem.
It is. And folks, pay attention to this, all right? If you thought the last few years were bad at the southern border, get ready for a whole lot worse if this is not dealt with. Congressman, we've only got less than 3 minutes left. I want to ask you if there's any reasons for hope. I mean, we saw the recent election in Argentina with the election of Javier Milei. Of course, we saw Bolsonaro was very popular, huge rallies for him across Brazil, hundreds of thousands of people going into the streets, millions of supporters. Are you hopeful that this situation can be turned around, or is Brazil basically done for as a free country?
As a Brazilian, and I love my country, and I believe that everybody from their own nations should love and protect their countries, I have hope. If I didn't have hope, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. I know that I might be arrested. I know that my life might be destroyed. I just hope that someone will rise and occupy this space that I'm using right now. I have hope because this is not the first time that the leftist tries to do this with Brazil. In 2013, millions and millions of people went to the streets to protest against the leftist government. And we were able to produce a certain gap in time for their destruction. We hope we can do that again. But now, the situation here has been so consolidated that we can only do that if the world helps spread the truth. If people from other countries help spread the truth. And that's the only way the only possible solution we believe that we can save Brazil. Otherwise, Brazil will become a dictatorship, and we have no idea for how long that will last. Look, Cuba right now. They are, 40 years, 50 years into a dictatorship? North Korea, China. We can't let that happen to Brazil. Brazil is the second biggest democracy so far. I don't know if it is, but according to the latest books, and also the second biggest Christian nation in America. So to all the Christians out there who are listening, please help us. There's also a persecution for Christian people in Brazil. We've been prohibited to defend our values here. We've been persecuted, preachers and fathers and pastors have been arrested for defending what we believe, for defending the Word of God. And the situation is really desperate, but we cannot lose hope. That's all we have. We cannot lose hope.
Amen. Congressman Gustavo Geyer, thank you for coming on the program today. Thank you for sounding the alarm, and thank you for all that you're doing, not just for your own country of Brazil, which I agree with you, we all need to love our countries, but what you're doing for freedom around the world, we really, really appreciate it. We hope you'll continue to send us updates. Folks, he's got a wonderful YouTube channel, hugely popular, millions and millions of people watch it. It's in Portuguese, unfortunately, so if you don't speak Portuguese, you won't be able to understand it, but follow what's happening in Brazil. Congressman Geyer, thank you one more time for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Alex, thank you so much for this time. Thank you for having me, and hopefully the next time we'll speak, we'll have better news.
Amen. Alrighty, folks, thanks for listening. Until next time, God bless you all.
Imprisonment, forced labor, permanent separation from my family, perhaps death. I knew what could happen to people who were caught trying to defect, but the watchtowers stood yards away. The possibility of a new life in a different world, one without tyranny, was within sight. The West. I thought of the rewards no longer crushed under the boot of communism. I would work and make money, no longer restrained by the chains of collectivism. I would say what I wanted, without fear of spies and informants nearby. I would be free. The frozen rain and Romanian mud seeped from my gloves and cloths. I fantasized about a fire burning in the wood stove of my parents' home, but I pushed those thoughts from my mind, closed my eyes, and waited for the cover of the darkness.
Get Defector, a true story of tyranny, liberty, and purpose by Mark Hobavkovich with Paul Dragoo. A thrilling page-turner that will remind you how precious yet vulnerable freedom is. Available at shopjbs.org or Amazon. For a limited time, get 20% off your entire order using promo code DEFECTOR20 when you purchase DEFECTOR at shopjbs.org.